Yes.
Hello, good evening, sir. My name is Giovanni from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
His job performance?
Yes, sir, as president.
Well, I approve. You know, he can do what he can, all he can do.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
Well, I would say approve. I mean, those questions that you're asking is really not relevant. It doesn't matter what they approve their job performance. They were elected to do a specific thing to represent their political party and their political agenda. So the question is,
yes, sir.
Do I think he's actually accomplishing his agenda that he said is really a more relevant question, you know, in my mind. You know, we're too focused on job performance. We did not look at his resume, you know, before they elected him. You know, so I don't think we're really comparing apples to apples here when we will discuss these type things. I'm not trying to get on my soapbox, but I don't think your questions are really relevant to the issues that need to be addressed when we deal with this. So what if I approve of his job performance, yet he's not accomplishing anything? So what does that tell you? It doesn't matter what he does, people still going to be happy? I mean, what does that tell you? I mean, I'm familiar with conducting surveys and information. This is all totally subjective. Like, again, I'm not on my soapbox, but I'm trying to figure out where you're going with this. You know, where are you trying to go to? All the data you collected is just going to emphasize what, you know, somebody feels or whatever. You know, what's the objective?
Yes, sir. I do understand your what you're saying, your concern also. Unfortunately, this is just an independent opinion research company, and I wouldn't know what to tell you as far as where it goes to.
Right. So you're just collecting raw data on up or down, left or right, you know. So that's just the thing I'm telling you, you know. To me, in my opinion, your questions need to be a little bit more focused on exactly what you're asking for. There's some things that Youngkin has done that's good. There's some things he's done that's bad. There's some things that don't matter. Same thing with Biden.
Okay.
So I think you would want to peel the onion back a little bit to a couple different layers to actually see what information you're really seeking. That's what I would tell you.
I totally understand, sir. But if you had to choose an answer, would you feel comfortable answering this one or skip it? Do you approve of his Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
Do I approve?
As your personal opinion.
I would say, yeah.
Okay, thank you. The next one says, would you say things in the country are on the right or the wrong track?
Probably the country as a whole, probably wrong track.
Yes, sir. Okay, thank you. This one says, would you say the things in Virginia are on the right or the wrong track?
I would just say they're on the track. We don't have enough information to determine if it's right or wrong.
Okay, thank you.
I know that's not probably the answer you're looking for, but
No, any opinion. Yes, sir. No, I do appreciate anything counts. Any opinion counts. Thank you so much. Politically speaking, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
Yeah, it's a southern state. It's below the Mason-Dixon line. That's a fact. That's not a thing.
Yes, sir. How would you rate Virginia's public school system? excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I haven't dealt with a public school system in a while, but what I remember, I would say it's probably good. I've lived in other states, and I would give it a good.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion, sir. Thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I think that's a biased question because the elementary school that my kids went to just had a shooting from a six-year-old. So right now we don't know what to think. Okay? Mishneck Elementary,
yes,
that's where my kids went to school. That's where that shooting was. So how do I answer that question? I don't know.
Wow.
How about
undetermined? Okay, thank you, sir.
Undetermined. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Would you say things in local K through 12 education are generally on the right or the wrong track?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, given to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs, such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not in their public school, how much have you seen or read about this bill?
Well, I'm not familiar with what you're talking about. Are you talking about privatizing some of the schools or giving them vouchers? I'm familiar with it, but what you're saying, I'm not familiar with.
Okay, thank you. Supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
To what? Provide state funding to private schools? What is the question? I'm not sure what the question is.
Right. That's exactly how it's on here. It says supporters say it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
I will not answer that question. That's a bogus question.
Okay, thank you.
Who the supporters are. I don't know who the supporters are or what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
So,
that your opinion counts. Thank you. Given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely?
I don't think it depends what he supports. I think it depends upon the legislator and his ability to determine what needs to be done at that particular time. So just voting straight on issues, that's how we end up with a lot of people who we don't really need in office. So that would be my answer to that.
Okay. Thank you. Do you feel that Virginia... I'm sorry?
I got to go. I got another call coming in. I'm on the road.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're on the road. Okay. Yes, sir. Could I call you back maybe some other time?
Yeah, that'd be fine. All right, gotta go.
Thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye.